It is morning time. New dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Dunsey Hill Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunge into your new day. God bless you. Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Dunsey Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord, our Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, dear God, for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Be thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we come to the grace of the throne of grace, just as we are, confessing every of our sins and iniquities before you, Lord. Father, please have mercy, forgive us all in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of atonement, the blood of Jesus, atone for us, and let the efficacy of the blood cleanse our spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole from every form of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and the defilement of our sins and iniquities in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. We are thereby asked that you lead and guide us, order our steps and direct all our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the mighty name of Jesus. All of our undertakings this day we commit to your profitable hands. Father, please bless and prosper those that are not in variance with your will and purpose for us this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please kindly join me in as I open my Bible to the book of Isaiah. This morning, I will be reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter number 45. And I will be reading from verse number 5 through to verse number 7, number 13. Sorry, from verse 5 through to verse number 13. Isaiah 45. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. God bless you as you follow the readings. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I guided thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall I declare, say to him that fashioneth it, what maketh thou, or thy work? He has no hands. Woe unto him that said unto his father, what begat thou? Or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I even my hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have high commanded. The last verse for this morning, verse 13. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, said the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Amen. This is episode 4 of Getting It Right. Episode 4. By God's special grace, yesterday I read from the book of the preacher, the Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3. We read from verse number 1 through to 11, where the Bible made us to understand that there is time and season for everything under heaven. There is time and season for everything, and he made everything beautiful in his own time. I continue mentioning some categories of, you know, people, how God has destined us on earth, how our life has been mapped out on earth, which one way or the other, you may fall into, you will definitely fall into one or two of these very categories. I think I did mention like 7 or 8 yesterday. Let me just mention the remaining 2 or 3. Then I go to what I have this morning straight away. Some also are actually destined, you know, to go through life just by trials and errors, and never to know or to even try to tap into their, you know, their divine destiny. May this never be your portion in life, in the mighty name of Jesus. We've seen so many people who wander through life. Their life offer them nothing, and they too, they offer life nothing, and they die just like that, without impact. The life didn't make impact in them, neither did they make life impact on life as well. So they just come like that and just die like that. Can you see? There are some people like that. You see, this place we read this morning, God said, I am the one that has created all things. Yes. Even both the good and the bad ones. Both the light and the darkness, I created it. God created those who are making it in a big time. God created those who are making it in a small scale. God created those who are making it in a medium stake, scale. God created those who are not making it at all. God created all. He made all of us. In a place in the Bible, he said, he spared the life of Pharaoh so that he can show his power. May God not spare your life to make you a bad example for people to learn from, in the mighty name of Jesus. God has given each and every individual good destiny. Good destiny. So it is now left for you and I to seek into what we are made to do on earth, and you fit yourself into it. You see, in this very Bible, I intentionally choose this Bible quotation. In verse 11, the Bible told us that, you see, thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons. Yes, concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. You are the handmaid of God. I am the handmaid of God. If things are not going well the way we want to, then we have to cry unto God, nothing more. We have to cry unto God. Another category this morning are some that are destined, you know, to know and to attempted getting into their divine destiny at one point or the other in life, but the life doesn't allow. The life kicked them out. Challenges kick them out. Many things kick them out, and they die miserably. There are some categories like that. Yes, they actually know what they are meant to be.
That is the reason why is that growing up as a child, there are many people I know that this one was prospering before. This one was a mathematician. This one was this. This one was that. This one was a rich man. But died, you know, in abject poverty. Died miserably. Died like fowl at the end of their life. There are some people like that as well. May this never be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. And the last category I want to talk about are the people that God destined and give brilliant, you know, give brilliant destiny, brilliant career, but yet they use every feature that God has given to them against God. They live in the opposite camp against God all through life. Everything God gives to them, they use it against God. In Genesis chapter 6, the Bible says, it repented God that he created man. These are the people. These are the people in that category. Those who make God regretted ever sparing their life, ever allow them to see the light of the day, ever allow them, you know, to escape the womb, ever allow them even to escape infancy, ever allow them to grow into adulthood. People like this woman, Alice Bailey. You see, one of the evil he prophesied, the evil he programmed against the church of God, against the people of God, how to destroy Christianity, how to destroy home, Christian homes, is still what is the agenda they are still carrying out till today. All this, their useless one world order and everything. How the church has become, how families has become, how moral standards have died, how immoralities has become the order of the day. She was the one. It was her plans, our plans, that the agenda he brought, I think 1940 something thereabout. It's on Google. You can Google it. 10-point agenda she placed down. These are the kind of people that make God regret creating human beings. May this not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Like I've said, you see, our God is omnipotent God. He's omniscient God. He knows everything. He has the power. God has the power to change anything. He knows everything from before the very beginning. And he has the power to change everything. He has the power to change everything. Whatever you are going through, whatever the challenge you find yourself today, as things have been difficult, you strive, you are doing all sort of work just to make sure that you make something out of life, and life keep on sending you the negative side of it. Don't give up. I am telling you, don't give up. Just call upon God. The Bible talk about Jabez. Jabez was like that. Jabez discovered that everything around him has been nothing but bitterness, sorrow. He has become something else. But the Bible said he did something drastic. He cried unto the God of Israel, and God did answer him. God answered him to the point that that very passage, chapter number 4 of the First Chronicles, verse 9 and 10, talked about this very man. But that his testimony started in verse 9. Jabez was more honorable than all his brethren. How? So can somebody who lives in sorrow be honorable? No. It is the after the prayer, the after effect. They started from the testimony. He became honorable after God changed things around him. And I believe God, I'm believing God for you and I, that this time around, God is turning things around for us, for good for us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't give up on life. Oh, no. Don't give up on life. You are not to compare yourself with others. Don't compare yourself with anybody. You are so unique. You are unique in your own way. God has created you, and you have your own time. That is the issue. You don't run with another man's time. Don't run with another man's template. Don't run with another man's pattern. Like I've said in the episode 1, that God has the pattern which he has, you know, laid down for each and every one of us to live our life after. Your template will never work for me. Even if we are twins, even if we are triplets, our template might not be the same. My template will never work for you. Neither will your own template work for me. I know it is not easy. to get it. I mean, when we say getting it right, it's not as easy as it sounds in hearings, because I know it entails a lot. It entails a lot. A lot of factors have to come in. God willing, from tomorrow, I will be enumerating those factors one after the other. Things we need to do, things we need to put in place, and things we need to fight. Things we need to fight to make sure that we get it right and get it done at appropriate time. Our God is God of time. Dolly Parton sang a song where she said, "Our God is great. Even when he's 4 days late, he's always on time." Can you see something? God is great. Even after he has 4 days late, yet he was always on time. He is still always on time. Just like it was in the case of Lazarus. That is it. God is always on time. It doesn't matter the age you are right away. I am telling you, there is hope for you. He can make anything happen at any time. At any time. He can enforce the change by himself. He can enforce that change. And he can allow you to be the one to enforce the change. He's God. You see what he said in this Isaiah. He does what pleases him because he is God. He's unquestionable. You cannot question him. You can't question him. Look at the case of Saul and Nebuchadnezzar. In their situation, God enforced change upon them by fire, by force. But in the situation of Jabez that I just made mention of just now, Jabez enforced the change by crying unto God. Can you see something? He enforced the change by crying unto God. So, he is God. Whichever he has chosen, whatever he has chosen to do in your life, in my life, just allow it to happen the way he wants it to happen. There's nothing he cannot do. He has the power to cause you to willingly make a change. I mean, to make people make a change willingly in themselves. He can use situation to change people. He can use events to change people. He can use surroundings to change people. He can use occurrences to change people. He can use challenges to change people. He can use encounters to change situation and change people for the best. He has the power to enforce his own will upon us. And he has the power to be indifferent and let over our choices. He has the power to let go. But I pray for you this morning, as I pray for myself, that by the power in the mighty name of Jesus, that by the message of God, God will never leave you and I, will never allow you and I to go on our own way, unreprimanded in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, there are some people he has left them to go on their own perdition, just like that. They just go on their own perdition. They destroy themselves. They destroy themselves. But the Lord God will show mercy upon you. All we need to do is to cry unto him. Remember the place where I started from. That Isaiah chapter number 30, verse number 21 says, you will hear a voice right behind you telling you this is the way to lead you, to direct you. When you want to turn to the right, when you want to turn to the left, all we need to do is acknowledge God factor first in everything. Acknowledge him in everything. Cry unto him and you never regret it. Bow down your head. Talk to God this morning. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I give up all unto you. I surrender to you. Please lead me. How do you want me to go about my situation? This is my life. This is my situation. Everything seems not working out. Everything seems scattered. Lord, what can I do? What is the way forward? Appear in my situation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I need you in my situation. Appear in your mercy. Appear in your power. Appear in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. You can still pray that prayer more. That God will appear in every situation that you'll find yourself, and it will definitely do that. You can reach out to me through the email johnsonayojulius@gmail.com or through this number +233 202 749 915. You can reach out from Telegram or WhatsApp or direct call. God bless you. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.